Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Review, an event that happens every week in concert with the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen and the Good Day Show contributors. Jay is off this week. Jennifer Horn is here in her usual stead from KRLA in Los Angeles to go through the stories that are in the charts and talk about how she delivered her performance regarding these stories during the course of the week.
It was a big week, too.
Yes, it was. I want to say hi to Michael Dare. These are people that have comments on social media. We will go through some of the social media comments, but any or all of the stories that we talk about are certainly fodder for a conversation. Help yourself to Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, Good Day On Air. I had lunch yesterday with four of my radio buddies that we get together every few months here in Massachusetts, and these are all people
who
have been on the air.
Name names, let's hear.
Dick Summer is one of them. Dick is somebody who's been on in New York and Boston forever. He's 87 years old and still is at it. He's the last of the group that made WBZ as popular as it was in the 60s and 70s. And then we have his program director, Clark Schmidt, who joins, and then a local broadcaster named Warren Shaw, who is a member of the group, and then there's me. Actually, there's a picture, I probably should post it, of us yesterday. The reason I bring it up is because we were talking about taking telephone calls on the air versus using social media. And I've forgotten what you do, whether you still take calls.
I take phone calls, yeah.
You do take them, yeah. I find I don't like taking calls anymore, and I say this lovingly to all of you who love the program and want to participate. I just find the callers not that good anymore. And that was what we all agreed on. If people want to be heard more often than not, the good comments are coming through social media, even though there are still consultants that we know who say, take a lot of calls, take those calls. Well, most stations don't have the number of callers they used to because people would rather express themselves through social media. So I want to thank
my baseball, but I kind of look at I look at it as it's my job. I'm hired to bake a cake, right? So
yes.
I bake a cake for people every day, and I say here's your cake. To me, good calls are icing. It's not the bulk of the show, but it's the stuff that, you know, when you take great calls, I think they can be a great part of the show.
Yeah, they are. If you can find good ones, you got to have a good producer to do that. That really is inside baseball. You can't just take every call that comes in, which is the problem that some people have. I listened to a station in Worcester, actually. That's what got me started with the conversation. This is it's not so much inside baseball. Those of you who listen to this program know that it's focused on what's going on in News Talk, and there are lots of fans, and a lot of them are interested in what goes on behind the scenes. So with a good producer, you go screening calls, getting what the people need, getting the gist of what they want to say, and having them teed up and ready to go. You don't just answer the phone, hi, this is Doug Steffens, good day, what's your name, please, and then put them on hold. I'll get you with Doug right away. That's really bad production. No, you have to get people who, okay, what's on your mind today, and how can we help you express yourself quickly so the audience will know right away what it is that's on your mind. And then you prep them like any good guest, actually, that you'd put on. You have guests on your program. Once in a while, I have them on the Good Day program, but they have to be prepped. They have to know what the rules are when you're on the air. So, anyway, having said that, comments from Karen Mayfield later on, Jeff Lawrence, Sean Stewart, hello, thanks for listening, Sherry Stevens, Sally Welburn, a lot of people who are listening with comments that they've passed along to gooddayshow.com, or as I said, Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter is Good Day On Air. So here's the list from Talkers Magazine, that, by the way, is published every week in the Talkers website, or on the Talkers website, talkers.com, and on the Good Day Show website, gooddayshow.com. Top stories, top 10, the passing of Jeff Beck and Lisa Marie at number 10. Harry, the Prince's book, number 9. The War at number 8. Trump and his legal situation is 7. The riots in Brazil are 6. the controversy over whether they have gas stoves. This is really interesting that it's number five this week. Tells you the impact. The problems the airline industry had with the FAA this week, number four. My God, what a mess. I'm glad I wasn't. I'm traveling next week out to California. I'm glad this wasn't going a couple of days ago. The Biden visit to Mexico, trying to look into, or at least sort of passing it off. I'll start with that with you in a second.
It wasn't a great week for the Biden team.
No. Yeah, right. McCarthy is too, with him getting elected finally in Biden and the documents. It wasn't, well, let's talk about those two things together. The trip to
the biggest
Mexico.
Great week, for sure.
What, the two of them?
The documents, I think, and the...
Yeah,
and
but why? I guess I'm going to ask you why. That one, I get maybe it's just because the Republicans are happy to have a focus on that so that it equals the focus on Trump and his documents. But I don't really see with either one of them why it's such a big deal. I really don't.
This is the point. So for those people, let me just give you the story so that you know what happened this week. And then we can kind of talk through why it should matter, why it shouldn't matter. So this week, it was revealed that the Biden administration, well, President Biden's personal lawyers were cleaning out an office that he had at a think tank, which already...
Why do you send lawyers to clean out your office?
Exactly. So already you're understanding where we're going here, right? So happened, a lawyer cleaning out his office at a think tank, which I don't know how much thinking goes on in that tank, but whatever,
right.
From the Biden Penn Center, which was done in coordination with the University of Pennsylvania. They clean out this office. Lo and behold, they find these classified documents that were not being stored properly. So they say they notify the National Archives and the FBI, they turn over the documents. Well, it turns out this story was actually known in November. It didn't just happen this week. It happened
Biden knew it back on November 2nd.
Yeah, right. It didn't. And so why we didn't hear about it November 2nd, really questionable why they held it back for so long. So they said, well, we're cooperating. It was only a few documents. This is different than Trump. The problem for the Biden for Team Biden and for the president is that he was trying to make an example of Trump, even though Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama all had classified documents that they had inappropriately. They still do in many cases. And yet they were trying to make an example out of Trump in the run-up to the midterm elections. So now Biden has them, and they look like a big old bunch of hypocrites. Either this is a priority, or you're going after Trump, and we know you're weaponizing the government against one political party and not the other. Well, lo and behold, a couple of days go by, and instead of coming out and being transparent, which is rule number one of crisis public relations, they instead just let it slip out that there's a second batch of documents, and that these documents were in a garage in his home. And when he was asked about it, he said, well, the garage is safe. It's where I keep my Corvette, and kind of laughed it off. Now, the reason that's problematic for Biden is that just months ago, he was on television doing an interview saying that Trump was irresponsible and shouldn't be trusted with these power because he wasn't keeping the documents secure. Well, Trump was keeping the documents at Mar-a-Lago under the watch of the Secret Service, not in some random garage next to a Corvette.
Next to his Corvette.
Right. So we've got that problem right away. And
right.
So the thing that really bothers me, yes, I want everybody to treat everything. Either these documents are important to us and everybody has to follow the rules, or they're not really that important and we don't have to follow the rules. That's number one.
Well, I think we need
Trump
to follow the rules, but I don't think they're that important.
What's good for Republicans should be good for Democrats,
of course,
and vice versa. But what you probably don't know is, you know, the accusation is that the Biden family has been selling their power and their access to the government to our foreign adversaries, places like China and Ukraine particularly, right?
So Hunter Biden, by the way, is still number four on the people list, in case you're wondering whether he still is there. He is still there.
Is incredible. So we find out that this Biden Penn Center took $50 million from the Chinese Communist Party.
Oh,
now,
that's sweet.
Were they
I didn't
doing?
Know that.
In a think tank. So were they selling the documents? We know that there were documents in there on Ukraine, Iran, and the UK. Did the Chinese ones already go for sale? I mean, how come they were taking money from the Chinese?
I think you need to underscore that again. I'm betting a lot of people don't know.
Of course, because the media buries this important stuff, right? $55 million from the Chinese Communist Party, from the government of China, to fund this Biden Penn Center. Why would China need to fund a think tank run by the former vice president?
No more. There's no more reason for that than the United States government funds the research done in the Wuhan laboratory.
Thank you.
There's no reason, there's no excuse for that either. So you see what's going on behind your back. Now it's getting the light of day, but
now
behind
you know
your
why
back.
It's concerning.
Right, exactly.
Forget the documents. That's just scratching the surface. And then tying in Hunter Biden. Do we have time to do that real quick?
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah.
So Hunter Biden at number four on the list comes into this, of course, because he works. He and Biden and two other people run this Biden Penn Center. The two other people are now working in the White House. Hunter, of course, is the president's son. When Biden's going out of office as vice president, there is an email now that has been released that shows Hunter Biden talking to his agent at CAA, Creative Arts Agency, saying we need to create a money-making opportunity and we need to keep this on the down low, basically. We need to keep this quiet because we have this opportunity to make this Biden Penn Center a moneymaker. So instead of making it a think tank where they're developing policy, they're making money. So are they making money from China? Now there are some real questions that need
to be asked. And who's the beneficiary of the money that they're making? Hello.
Right.
Ding, ding, ding. So the one thing where Trump stepped in it this week along the same lines, and he's gotten mocked a lot on social media, probably justifiably so, because on one of his, not his tweets or tweets, whatever his
he's
platform is. Right, okay. He says, I have single-handedly shown the American public how crooked and corrupt our government is.
Yeah.
Hello. Well, but it was crooked and corrupt when he was there, too.
Well, that's the thing, is that he pointed out, remember we all laughed when he said Barack Obama and the FBI are spying on me, and we all went, oh, crazy Trump. Well, now we know the FBI was spying on Trump. He was right.
Yeah. Back to the good old days of J. Edgar Hoover,
man,
who spied on everybody. He had so much dirt on Kennedy, and then before that, we didn't have any dirt on Eisenhower, because there was no dirt other than he had a mistress when he was the general of the army in World War II. There was no dirt to be had on Eisenhower, but as soon as he could get his hands on, he had some little bit of dirt on Roosevelt. At any rate, the stories continue. We'll have social media input. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review here for the week of January 9th to the 13th.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time to welcome back Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin, toploss.com.
Now, everybody's body's different, so everybody, you know, I can't say that over the years it's worked for everybody. Not everything works for everybody. That's why there are so many products out there. But I can tell you that this product has been proven not only safe, but effective for 25 years. I don't know how many other weight loss products out there can say that, but Calitrin can because it's really good for you.
All right, so what's the deal at the moment?
We've got our countdown to Christmas sale up right now. I think that there will be a few different Christmas variation sales coming in the next few weeks. So if you like this one, be sure you jump on it. But this one is the one where when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you get 90 days absolutely free. So that's buy 3 months, get 3 months free. It's like 50% off when you think of it that way. So it's buy three, get three free.
Check it all out. Again, toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour, the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn here. Now time for some of the comments from some of the people that I mentioned earlier and some of the folks that you didn't hear their names, but here are some of the comments. The first focus is on the documents Biden is found to have taken during his time as the vice president. Sally Welburn writes, Democrats most always get a pass. He was out of office. What was he doing with all these documents? That's the question. Unfairness. And I think there's a reference to treatment here by the news media. It's hurtful.
Double standard.
Brian Lenefee writes, the president can argue the ability to declassify anything at any time. Remember, that's what Trump said. Mm-hmm. The vice president has no authority at all to ever take classified documents. Total double standard. Ronnie Yapo.
Point, members yes. of Congress or members of the military who are given classified info in a SCIF, if they take it outside of those briefings, they're arrested. Remember the Navy guy who was thrown in jail for taking a picture inside of a submarine?
Yes.
Hello?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. Ronnie Yapo says Biden was vice president. He didn't have any authorization. Trump did. Daniel Erskine says, what is good for the goose is good for the gander. The classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago were used as a political tool to attack Trump by the news media and the administration. Trump responded that he had the authority to declassify the documents as president, which is supported by an article from the American Bar Association. But as the ABA legal fact check pointed out, legal guidelines support his contention that presidents have broad authority to formally declassify most documents, but had that stuff at Mar-a-Lago, that's my Mar-a-Lago, good Doug, Mar-a-Lago, had that been declassified? I don't
he
know
said that he declassified the stuff and that people
what,
heard
about it. After or before? After they were found or before
Look,
they were found?
Whether or not it was declassified, it's about whether he was storing the documents, if he had the right to declassify the documents.
Yeah, but what is he going to do with them? The other side of it is who...
And is I mean, do you see Trump selling documents to China or do you see Biden selling documents to China?
Ding, ding, ding.
Ask yourself that question.
All right. Next question. Illinois' ban on assault weapons, including the semi-automatic firearms, high-capacity magazines. What are your thoughts on that? Lynn Greer writes, it might make some people start buying them from underground markets. Tom Brown says, he refers, he lives in Illinois, they call the governor, his name is Pritzker, but he calls him Putzker.
I just don't know why they wouldn't focus on cleaning up the crime that is running rampant, that
Chicago,
is being committed with illegal guns, and
East St. Louis.
People who are buying guns legally alone.
Yeah.
They need him for protection in that place. I mean, I'm a dump, but you know. It's a beautiful city. It's just been ruined.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Brian, Linity, I think is his name. Brian writes, not for no firearm ever at any time got up and hurt anybody. Okay. I think that's a double thing. Anyway, we all know that story. It's not guns that kill people. It's people that kill people. The semi-automatic things, that's kind of where I draw the line.
But see, there's really not much difference with the capacity of the magazine. They carried the same amount of bullets. So
yeah.
I think it becomes just the word sounds scary. Semi-automatic.
Well, yeah. It's
an
a news
AR-15.
Media sort
Many
of,
people think an AR-15 means automatic rifle. It does not. AR is the brand name. It is not automatic rifles. So I think there's just so much misinformation that goes.
Jan Horn's gun. We can have it. The Horn gun.
I got mine.
Sean Stewart says, I'm not a gun guy. It's a right covered by our Constitution. Assault rifle is leftist loser catchphrase to demonize any firearm that the people on the left don't like. So in my opinion, an assault rifle is an automatic AR-15, blah, 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 blah. It looks like a weapon of war. And he goes on and on. I get it. The groupthink part of it, I do get that. All right, thanks for your comments. Now it's 28 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The CDC and the FDA are looking into concerns the Pfizer COVID vaccine causes strokes in those 65 and older.
The CDC notes that overall the data suggests it's very unlikely there's a true clinical risk. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
I think the important thing to point out is how transparent and upfront the CDC has been.
They continue to evaluate data. I'm Dave Collins.
Engineers are developing a nasal spray that could be used to prevent the transmission of the coronavirus. According to a report by Johns Hopkins University, engineers have created a thin, thread-like strand of molecules designed to be sprayed into the nose. The newly engineered filament is called Face 2. The spray would block harmful viruses from entering the lungs, with the idea that it'll work like a sponge to absorb the virus. The sprays could effectively replace face masks. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can lend my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 34 after the hour now. You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Roundup. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen, Jennifer KRLA in Los Angeles, and also a part-timer on the Good Day program. Happy to have her around whenever she is here. Let's talk about the weather in Southern California that you've been having so much fun with, and I put that in quotation marks.
I hear,
yeah. Well, it's not as bad in Southern California. My son and I were talking about this, I told the story on the air this week. One of the homes that I've owned in Southern California was down in what they call Santa Monica Canyon, on a street named Entrada, and I had a house that was a block up from the PCA. Remember that house? I love that house. I wish I never had to sell it. Anyway, you take a right and go up the Pacific Palisades, up the PCH, and there are all these, before you get to Malibu, there are all these cliffs that are, because there is, it's so dry there, there are no really deep roots in any of the vegetation along the highway along those cliffs. So when a big storm comes along like this, it just washes all that stuff. I can remember you and I talking any number of times about the loaders that were going up and down the PCH, picking up the rubble, dumping in trucks so they can dump it out into the ocean to clean up the road so the traffic could get through.
Well, and especially when we have fires, which we have a lot of fires around here because things get dry.
Right.
You lose a lot of that vegetation that holds the hillsides up. So there were a lot of evacuations this week in Southern California because we've had a couple of fires. This fire season wasn't so bad, but there were a few areas that had to be evacuated. In Southern California, Montecito had to be almost completely evacuated, and it was 5 years to the day when those really awful mudslides killed 23 people, and they had a lot of mess up in Montecito. I had heard there's a wine country up there, Santa Barbara Wine Country, and somebody was saying that they got 12 inches of rain in just over 24 hours up in this area. So that tells you how it was just pounding down up in Central California. Northern California has been hit really hard. Around Southern California, we had some areas of flooding. We had freeways that were flooded. We had sinkholes 15 feet that opened up. But all in all, we've dried out. There's another storm coming in later in the weekend, so we'll see how that goes. But the sad one, did you hear about the five-year-old boy who got swept away in Paso Robles?
No, I did not hear that story.
This lady was driving her son to school, and she didn't realize that the street dipped down and that there was all kinds of standing water. Her car started to float, and it hit a tree. And so she had to open the door because the water was rising in the car. And so she had to open the door to get out. So she swam out. She brings her kid out the door, the same side that she went out on, and the current came and swept him away, and they still haven't found him.
Ooh.
Just incredibly scary. Change. And the thing is that people in California don't know how to deal with this kind of stuff. And so, you know, there may be other parts of the country where they're more used to flash flooding and how quickly water moves, but we just don't know here. And these huge tragedies come from it.
So as an aside, this is not one of the countdown numbers, but I thought it was worth a few moments of our time because five of the Proud Boys went on trial for sedition this week because of the Capitol attack on January 6th. I wonder, most of the people that have been tried have been found guilty, right? And they're serving jail sentences?
Some of them, but the thing that most people are complaining about is that there are still a lot of people in jail who have been sitting there, have not been
just
in jail,
right.
And who are just sitting there. And made to pay. And that is not exercising your right to a speedy trial.
No, there's plenty of examples of that. I tell a story on the air all the time of this kid who is the son of one of the ladies that works on my farm with me. He was in jail for a year and a half, charged with raping somebody. The woman fabricated it. She disappeared, but he stayed in jail. And finally, in order to get out of jail, he made a plea deal, which was a minor charge, but he still sat without representation in jail for a year and a half. That's just
not
the American. No, not okay by any stretch of the imagination, especially because he really didn't do it. I know the kid. I know the story. It's not, you know, but women, that's the other thing. Women can charge you with all. Look at what's happened to some of these people like Chris Noth. All these charges against him. He spent 2 years, ruined his career, and nothing's happened. Not one charge has been filed against him by anybody, really, officially. So, okay, let's talk about Kevin McCarthy, number two this week. He gets elected, finally. What a fiasco that is. The Democrats, of course, trying to get some political hay out of it, and they sounded pretty petty and pretty bad, although McCarthy didn't sound. I just think the whole thing is a circus, and what bothered me about it more than anything else is the people's business didn't get done for 12 days.
I know we disagree about this because I think this is the most the government has done in any 4-day stretch. The concessions, seriously, this is the government,
the
way it's supposed to work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about what we have now. We have more power given back to the people. We have one person that can call for a vote of confidence, the Speaker of the House. That's how it was for 60 years before Nancy Pelosi took back
it
and said you have to have a large number of people. She took incredible power as Speaker of the House.
How did she get away with that, by the way? How did she get away with
that? She had a Democrat majority, and she controlled her party, and she took a lot of power. So what you saw over the last 4 days is mainly decentralizing some of the power that Democrats took in their time. So not only that, you get a vote on border security. You get a subcommittee on weaponization of the government that's already in place. This is huge. We haven't had that since the 70s with the Church Committee after Watergate. There, no more omnibus bills, which I think is huge. You can't just take budget bills and glue them
smash
all together
them all
in an omnibus.
Right.
They all have to be done separately. And my very favorite, if there are going to be any new expenditures, they have to take something away. So it can't just be spend. It has to be spend and cut, which is how it should be.
Well, there ought to be sunset laws as well for all these things that these guys pass here and there. I thought it was also interesting they passed a new rule that would give House lawmakers a tax-free $34,000 pay bump. How did that come about? Why is that something that they can sort of quote-unquote get away with?
Giving who a house a bump?
The House lawmakers will get under this rule a $34,000 bump in pay.
Oh, a pay increase. Well, they're looking to pay more to the military as well. I don't know if that's going to pass through or not because they vote on it and then they have to send it to the Senate. But they're also trying to give an increase to members of the military and take that money, start cutting some of the pork and all the fat that comes out of the Department of Defense.
That should have been
done. And
start
paying soldiers more than, because right now they're making less than $15 an hour.
And taking care of them after they get out of the service, that's something else that's a national outrage. Okay, so here's the one good thing. I shouldn't say one good thing because I haven't looked at it as deeply as you have. But there also, this week, in terms of the reorg, is a bill to stop the IRS from hiring 87,000 new...
Get rid of the IRS. They actually are getting ready to vote on a consumption tax, a sales tax, essentially.
Well, look, how many years have you and I been talking about that?
Years.
You heard me first talk about it when you first came on the program, whatever it was, 15, 16, 17 years ago. And has it been that long? I think it has been almost that long.
Yeah, I started in 2006, sir.
Oh, okay, there you go. Okay,
you count that
years.
Up, but I was a mere 12 years old.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, the elimination of the IRS is something I love. I've been talking about that for years and years and years and years and years. It's time to get rid of the thugs, to get rid of the system. It's unfair. You listen to these people all yammering, we got to tax the rich. You know, that's the most specious, stupid argument. The top 1% of earners pay 90% of the taxes under the current system. So why not really spread it around? Why not really require people to pay the consumption tax, sales tax, if we want to call it that, that Jennifer was talking about, is something that has been floated around for years and years and years. I remember before you came around, because I love this concept, there are lots of nutbirds who are out declaring that the income tax is illegal, and they go back to 1913. And the time when the income tax was passed, what the purpose was at the time, to fund World War I, and then it just stayed. But it was never apparently voted on. There was never any real, it was just one of those things, okay, we got to start taxing people, take money out of their income. And so it's been, and any time it comes up, remember this guy, this crackpot, used to come on my program all the time. He didn't pay his taxes, and he got sent to jail. I think he may still be in jail.
Well, that's the thing. You still got to pay him until they actually make it okay to abolish
him. Yeah, but why?
I don't know, but think about this. I mean, I love the fact that you don't have an IRS anymore that we have to make. Think about the savings. You don't have those extra 87,000 agents. And I'm sorry, I love you CPAs, but we could cut back on their business quite a bit. You wouldn't have to file your tax returns anymore.
Yeah.
Forget it. You don't have to worry about filing it on a postcard or, you know, using QuickBooks or anything. You just go in or do your, you just buy it and you pay it when you buy. I don't know. I love it.
Pay
it's
as you
simple.
Go.
It's fair.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, one of the other big stories that has made it to the list as we get to the end of the week, because it wasn't until the end of the week that Lisa Marie Presley passed away, the only child of Elvis Presley, medical emergency, she had a heart attack, 54 years old, her father died of the same thing, her grandmother died of the same thing, and so you look at her life and who she had an interesting, really very interesting life. And, you know, given the fact that she came from what she came from, I think that it really, it's just sad. It just is. It's just plain sad. Whatever you can say about her has been said, I think, as much as anything else. Okay, next up, number 8 this week is a focus on the war. And the reason that I bring this up is because the U.S. Navy announced that veteran Taylor Dudley was released from a Russian prison this week. Did you follow this?
I did. We didn't have a lot of time to talk about it, but I think this is...
He's a Navy veteran.
Yeah.
Left the border crossing, left the prison, went to the border crossing with Poland midweek. His family thanked the Richardson Center. This is the former governor of New Mexico, Bill Richardson, who's been working hard to get a lot of these people that are in places like Russian prisons out of there. And it wasn't heralded as much because, you know, it's overshadowed by the war and what is going on in terms of how many people are dying and who's getting blown up and what's Putin up to. You know, it's just, I think we've lost interest, frankly, and we ought not to because it's costing us a lot of money.
And we're getting still, no accounting for what that money is going for.
Nothing. Zero. Exactly. That's one of the big problems, I think, of this. All right, now, the gas stove controversy, number 5 this week, started with the governor of New York, who I'm thinking is a real nutcase. With all the stuff she's coming. She must be a cousin to the governor of your state, Newsom, because they're both nutbirds. And the stuff they come up with is like crackpot stuff. They dream up at 3 in the morning. Now, the latest is we're not going to allow any gas stoves to be sold. And you said that Newsom has been talking about this in California. Well,
talking about it for a long time. They want to make sure you have electric thermostats and such. And all of this makes you think, well, they want to reach in and tell me. Because right now, they already say you can't use your power 4 when the wind blows, right? You have to lower your power usage from 4 to 8 or whatever it might be. So now, if you allow them to have electric stoves, if you allow them to have these thermostats that have the controllers in them, can they just shut it off? I mean, this is more government control. There's been a huge talk about the digital wallet this week where Gavin Newsom was saying, oh, we're going to give you this online driver's license. They want control of your checking account. They want control of your stove. They want control of your thermostat. They want control of your car. How much of that are we willing to give? And by the way, electric stoves are terrible. If you want to actually be a cook and you want to be a chef, you got to have a gas powered
stove. I hear that all the time, that gas is so much more even. I have electric here because it just is the way the place is set up. I have gas heat, but I put it in when I moved in here 7 years ago. It wasn't here. It wasn't even gas down the street. But there is a whole big deal, and you're right. This is, I don't know, you have, what in the world is going on? That's the question. We address those issues every week here. You're listening to Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review at 48 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The story list from Talkers Magazine here. Doug Steffen reviewing the top 10 stories, starting at number 10. The death of Jeff Beck and Lisa Marie Presley, making big time conversation, and it's important because their lives are important. Prince Harry and his book, whether you think he's important or not, he's at number 9. The Russian war with Ukraine is at 8. Trump and his battles with all of the guys who want to see him destroyed, the legal battles, that's going well for the people that want to destroy him. Number 6, the Brazilian riots. The gas stove controversy at number 5, good heavens. The airline problems this week, number 4. Immigration and Mexico and Biden being there, number 3. McCarthy leads the House. And the first big deal is to get rid of the IRS. Let's hear hip, hip, hooray for that. And the Biden situation, all of his movements this week, but mostly the up and the heave-ho on the classified document thing. That was number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show story list.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The People List. From Talkers at Talkers.com and GoodDayShow.com. At number 10, Jeff Beck and Lisa Marie Presley. Passing away this week, so that's why they're number 10. Prince Harry and his book, so the Prince is at number 9 on the People List. Pukin Putin is at 8 because of the Russian war, which is also number 8 on the story list. The President, the election of Mr. Bolsonaro, he's number 7 on the list. The Brazilian riots and all about the election, whether it was stolen or not. There we go. Where'd that start? George Santos is number 6 What a despicable human being this guy is. Jim Jordan is at 5. Hunter Biden is 4. Donald Trump is 3. Kevin McCarthy is 2. He switches places with Joe Biden this week because McCarthy was number 1, obviously because of what was going on in the election last week. That's all settled, so he settled into number 2. And at number 1, Joe Biden. So that's the story. Those are the people that are on the list this week. You can follow it every week at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. The focus at the moment is on number 3 from the countdown this week. What's going on the border? Immigration problems. What are they doing? There's been a surge in migration across all of the Americas moving up toward the United States. So the relationship between the U.S. and Mexico is the focus in part of Biden's visit, but also understanding that we have a lot of people coming to our country that aren't Mexicans. They're using Mexico.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's a doorway. The United States during Trump's era stopped 2.8 million people from coming across the southern border. And the number, they say,
came in last year under the Biden administration. They
right.
came back, which is
yeah.
really disturbing. I don't know how there's anybody left in Central America or in...
I know, it's like they're all here.
It's like everybody's just walked in, and there's nothing we can do. We're even finding out there's taking air marshals out of the air now and just putting them as warm bodies to count heads on the border. And
ridiculous.
Biden took a lot of heat because he had never been to the border, even though it's a problem. It's hugely out of control. Everybody knows that, who's got two eyes and a brain. He hadn't been, and then we find out he hadn't been as a senator. So he hadn't been to the border, like, ever in public office. So they march him down to the border because he was going to Mexico City to meet with the president of Mexico and the prime minister in Canada. And so apparently they sanitize El Paso before he gets there. He goes to a point of entry that's used for commercial trucks and cars. And
yeah, it's right in the city. I've been across that thing any number of times.
There's a problem where people are setting, you know, the
coming across the river.
Desert on fire because they're camping and they're coming across the river and they're living in riverbeds. They also cleaned up the city of El Paso. So the route that he took from his plane to the border apparently was perfectly clean. They took away all the homeless encampments and everything. everything. He went to a migrant center that was empty. He didn't encounter one migrant when he was at the border.
Welcome to El Paso. Where's Marty Robbins when we need him?
Right, down in the West.
Down in El Paso.
I don't even think he found the Mexican girl that he fell in love with. I don't think he found anything.
He didn't find
anything.
But
he did choose. This is also kind of weird and just, duh, what are you thinking? Biden ran on anti-Trump immigration policies, hated the wall, hated everything that Trump did at the border. His picture that he chose for his visit to the border was walking alongside the wall.
Okay.
Who is doing these decisions? I mean, come on, people.
All right. So anyway, the desperation that's obvious there, something apparently he discussed with the president of Mexico. I love it pronouncing this guy's name. Andres Manuel López Obrador. So they're, what are we going to do to fix this great, this is the greatest, Biden says this is the greatest migration in human history. And he says he's taking the middle of the road approach between the two extremes. I'm not sure I'm buying that very much.
He's not doing anything. There's nothing done.
One of the things that you look at, if you know, the thing, and I've had this conversation with some of my friends in California who are more liberal than you and I, who say that because we have such a wonderful country, and there are so many people that have horrible lives in these Latin American countries, it's up to us to help them out. Well, that may or may not be a good argument, but the way we're doing it is not even hodgepodge. There's no organization to it.
Because what we're doing right now is importing poverty, and that's what Democrats want. They like poverty because then they can give you money and have more control of your life. They can grow big cities, and that's what we're doing right now. That's why this is an agenda item of the left, is because they want to bring poverty into the country. Okay, so I understand the argument, and I think that we are a country that takes in people from all over.
We do more of that than anybody else does.
Right. Yeah. But we need to do it the right and legal way. And truly, what people don't understand, when people seek asylum, UN rules say that you have to seek asylum in the country that is closest to you and that is safe. So, you know, if you're in Iran, you don't have an asylum claim to come to the United States because there are countries that are safe in your immediate area. So I understand why people want to come here. I love this country, but to keep this country great, we can't just open the door for every single person. There has to be order, and there has to be a way that we put them into the system. Right now, people are just coming in. They never show up for their court dates. I mean, they just disappear.
So we've got that new hat for when Trump runs again. He's already running the Mega Make America Great Again. And what's the other G?
I just say Make America Great Again.
Again. Right. Megaga. Well, anyway, in terms of Mexico, what they want, that's what we're trying to figure out as much as anything else. I think they want to be rid of the problem as well. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.